Hello, WCC. Woo! Wow! Kind of like Christian Woodstock a little bit, isn't it?
It's even better than that.
Even better. Even better. I'd like to think. You know, before Todd and I start gabbing here, I just want to thank all of you so much for being a part of this. And there are just a few special thank yous that I want to make. Scott Tursky, if you're watching, couldn't have done this without you. You were a big part of this vision that we dreamed up as a couple of first-year seminary students back in 1980, and amazing. Friend Janine Homburg for being a part of this. Janine for opening your home to us as our church office for the first couple of years. Scott Naveen, are you out in the audience anywhere? One of our founding elders. Stand up, Scott. I know you don't like the attention. Scott, one of our founding elders who's still an elder. He still looks like he's 25. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Julie. To Cookie. Yeah. Really, the wind beneath my wings and the fire under my butt sometimes. She shared me every weekend for the last 40 years, and I appreciate that. To my children, Jake, Nate, and Caitlin, they shared both of us with a lot, and I'm grateful for that. But at the risk of sounding like an award show, let's just get on with this.
Let's do this.
I would love for any of you who are here for the first service at Harrison Elementary to please stand right now. If you were here for the very first service, wow. Thank you. Thank you for your long suffering and patience. Well,
don't bother me. Just
oh, you're
talking.
Taking a selfie right there. Yeah. That's a selfie, Todd. Come on. Yeah, there you go. Okay, everybody wave. Well, all right.
We got stuff to talk about. We're going to make this long. They did set up the timer, but it's not working, so we can just go as long as we want. What a beautiful day. Thanking the Lord for that, and just to see so many people and be together, all together, kind of one time. But we are going to just reflect a little bit, so I wanted to start with a question, Danny. Thinking back 30 years ago, what was the driving force with the origins and the start of WCC?
I mean, it was pretty simple. A couple things. We wanted to reach every man, woman, and child in Kosciuszko County for Jesus Christ. We thought if we don't go with a big eternal goal, why bother? And you know, at that time, of the 70,000 or so residents that were in this community, this county, 50,000 claimed no church affiliation, let alone a relationship with Christ. And we probably in the early days knew more what we didn't want to do and what we didn't want to be than what we wanted to be. But it was quite a ride, and you know, we haven't reached all 50,000 yet, but there's still time. So, but I thank you for being a part of this amazing journey with us. It's, you know, I was kind of a church growth junkie back in the days when that was really popular, and I kept hearing that churches can only grow so big in a town this size, and I thought, well, without God, sure, but with God,
with
all
him,
things are possible, and
absolutely.
He said he'd build his church, so here he is.
And that is our theme, yeah. I will build my church. Jesus is the one that said that, and that gives us tremendous confidence in him, and we certainly have evidence. So what are some of those moments, Denny, where it was just so clear that Jesus was the one building his church?
Well, the first Sunday, I mean, that was amazing that anybody showed up. We weren't sure. And we didn't have a name for the first 4 weeks. And so to think that God showed up and blessed us the way he did. The first Sunday here was incredible. I remember, I think I shared this a few weeks ago, cars lined up in every direction. I felt like I was on, Kevin Costner was going to come walking out in Field of Dreams anytime. And But I think every first that we did, I think every Sunday we were at McLean Auditorium, I was reminded a couple weeks ago, we had four services every Sunday morning. We started with one, and the Sunday after 9/11, we moved to Lakeview, grew by about 300 or 400 people. Every single baptism, it just never
right.
gets old, because every baptism represents new life in Christ. And I don't have any idea how many people we baptized here over the years, but probably well over 1,000. And I'm just so deeply, deeply grateful for that.
Let's talk about COVID. Oh, let's clap for baptism first. Do you remember it was March, I can't remember when, like 14 years ago when COVID hit. And you were in Colorado and I gave you a call. How did that make you feel?
Terrible. Todd calls and said, hey, we can't meet. anymore for a while. And I was like, well, we're kind of sunk. And so I thanked him for the call, got off the phone and sulked for about 3 days. And then I finally was like, okay, God, you said you would build your church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And I had been preaching some sort of message along those lines for a long, long time. And I really was like, God, it's all yours. And I'll never forget a couple moments that stick out. Mason Geiger, I saw you're here with the camera somewhere. But for our Christmas Eve service, the year before, we probably normally have several thousand. And it was Mason Geiger and I in the lobby of the church doing the Christmas Eve service. And I thought I was on the Twilight Zone. I really did. It was so weird. But what God has done in the midst of all that to see what you're seeing today has been nothing short of miraculous. And he does build his church. We couldn't. He built it when we couldn't. And now he builds it when we're able to be a part of it. And by the way, 100 plus people of you out there volunteered today for this. And that's the church at work. Thank you so much.
So good. So how long have we been talking about succession, Denny?
Feels like a long,
long
time.
It feels like a long time.
Feels like, you know, about 5 years, really, seriously. And, you know, we kind of came out with it last week, another 2.5 years and all that. But that it's been a mixed, I mean, I got to tell you, I was up in my office, which is in the corner up here, and just watching all of this, going to the other end of the building, watching you all come in from the front, and I'm like, I rarely am without words, but today I'm kind of speechless. I mean, for me, that's still a lot of words for most people, but kind of speechless that I've gotten to be a part of this, and that's what gives me great confidence in the future. Most churches, most organizations that are started by a particular person, they flounder pretty significantly when it's handed over to another generation of leaders because the founding leader doesn't let go. And I really, really believe that's the true reflection of good leadership, is letting go and turning it over to others and entrusting them to have a better vision than what you had. And there'd be nothing that would make me happier than coming back for our 60th. Well, maybe that might make me happy because that means I missed the boat. But I would love for this church to be thriving like never before in 5 years and 10 years and 20 years. And I'm confident that God is going to do that because he's done it so far. Why would he stop now?
Yeah, it's his. So speaking of vision, was 5 years ago, we were in Florida at a conference together, and you just kind of blurted out as we were sitting there talking. Do you remember what you said?
Yeah, it was a terrifying moment. I was sitting with our executive leadership team, and we were at a conference of some sort in Florida, and it had been occurring to me more and more that I didn't have a vision for WCC anymore for the future, and that kind of alarmed me because I thought, am I losing my zeal? Am I not interested? And it really was a fact I shared that with the team, and I was expecting a gasp, and they're like, and then I realized God has given Todd a vision and us a new vision that to build up the body of Christ so that we can reach more people in Kosciuszko County for Jesus Christ. And it has been one of the most freeing seasons of ministry ever for me to be able to kind of see God raising up new leaders and a new generation. And I'm just seeing so many young faces out here today. Of course, at my age, everybody's young, it seems like. But I'm so encouraged by this. And I just want to encourage all of you that we are the body of Christ. And Jesus is the head. He's the shepherd. He's the pastor. And he just involves us. And that's probably what I feel more than anything else as I was standing at my office. It's like, I've gotten to be a part of this. I didn't do this. I got to be a part of something that God did. And so on that note, Todd, I mean, how do you feel taking the reins right now? I'm really happy about that because then
all here, the hold all this the, baby. All the it's I, crying. No.
He's now the complaint section of our customer service. But, you know, how does your vision for the future of WCC, and actually we're experiencing it now, how does your vision either complement or build on the vision of the past that God has given us?
Yeah, I just think, you know, when we think about that original vision of seeing every man, woman, and child in Kosciuszko County reached, that's still part of it. But there is an expansion to that vision, that we don't want to just reach this community, we want to reach around the world. So that's part of it. I think the other change, and it's again, just an expansion, that heart of seeing people that don't know Christ to come into a relationship with him by placing their trust in him and their faith in him and the new life that they're given. And the eternal life that they're given, But I think the biggest change, and I hope you guys have all been seeing it, as we shared, it's been 5 years, and hopefully you've seen a change in even how we approach the teaching, mm-hmm. even what we're trying to do, and what we really believe God wants to do at WCC. Christ is the head of this church, and we want to follow him into a deeper relationship with him, and we want to be equipped. So to recognize that it's all of us who are going to reach this community. It isn't a person. It's not even a church over here, somehow a building. Those are great tools, but God wants to use us. He wants to use you. So equipping the body, equipping this church to do the work of the ministry, to do the things that God wants to do, not just in our own lives, which he does, but then also to reach this dying world. And what greater cause could a person have?
Right. Well, and I know one of the conversations we had when, you know, COVID was, we were 2 or 3 months into this, and we kept trying to figure out, you know, okay, God, what do you want us to do next? What do you want us to talk about? What issues do you want us to address? Because there were so many, and I think we kind of together came to the conclusion, Why don't we just teach out of the Bible and let God speak? And you may have noticed over the last 3 years, we've been just going through books of the Bible. And, you know, for years, I mean, I would get kind of accused from time to time of not being a Bible
teacher. I only did it a few times.
Yeah, but, yeah. But not being a Bible teacher, you know. And every sermon I ever preached, I'd like to think was grounded in Scripture, but it was more topical. And that was more who God had called us to be. And now I think as we are looking at maturing the body and equipping this church body to work in this community where we live, work, and play to share the gospel, we need to know God's word. And so that's been exciting. But you know, Todd, and some of you who don't know, Todd and Karen and their family, Todd was a missionary with New Tribes Missions, which is now Ethnos 360, and did church planting and very successfully in Papua New Guinea. And I was there a few years ago, and it's about as far away from here as you can get. And but what, you know, people would look at that and go, well, what would you know then about pastoring a church in the United States when you pastored a church there? What, I guess, how did your experience in Papua New Guinea prepare you to lead here at Warsaw Community Church?
Yeah, well, I think seeing God work. So just imagine that you end up in a place very far away, very remote, very isolated, and people don't know Christ. Where would you start? What would you do? And again, you start with learning language and culture. But the reality is that we had the same vision. That vision of seeing every man, woman, and child in Kosciuszko County reached was very much the same as our vision there, to see every Malayu person who'd never heard of who Christ was to get to hear. And so our approach was very systematic. We actually taught from Scripture through books of the Bible and just took a group of people that previous to this couldn't read, didn't know who Christ was, and we saw God plant a church, and not just one church. And I think the experience, it feels very different there, yeah. But you don't have to be there very long just to recognize people are people. And so the experience of leading that church and seeing them equipped, I can tell you today that the churches, there's more than one now, they're thriving. There's 6 other churches that we actually weren't directly involved with. The body, the church there in Malayu, this small little place, has grown and grown and grown, and they've reached out to other villages. They've gone to other language groups. The gospel is going. And so I think that experience of seeing people equipped and seeing people who at one time were illiterate to stand up, having studied and prepared, and to teach others, to reach out to their neighbors, to see how God equipped them to do things that were so far beyond what they thought they could do.
Well, you know, and I think, Todd, your knowledge of the Scriptures and your ability to handle it correctly has never been a question, but, you know, a lot of what your new role here is an organizational or administrative kind of role. What experiences, then, did you have beyond the church planting part in your role with New Tribes? What role did you play there? It's pretty significant.
It is. It's very informative of my own leadership. We were involved in leadership there in Papua New Guinea first, but then internationally we were on the executive leadership team with Ethnos 360. So that's 3,300 missionaries in 32 countries. And I worked with just some amazing people. And they were much older and wiser, like Denny's much older and wiser than I am. And just learning from them, but the responsibilities of actually seeing things organized. And maybe even just something like this. I've heard a bunch of people say, we should do this all the time. Don't say that to anybody wearing a badge with staff on it, because it won't be good. No, but isn't this amazing? But I think those experiences of leading people through difficulties, leading organizationally and having to have a vision that has a clarity to it, that we're following, that we're looking to Him. And so it was a joy, and a lot of times it was a burden. But those were very formative experiences.
Yeah. Well, Todd, one of the, I'm finding great joys that I have right now in this season of ministry for me is to champion this new vision that God has for WCC. I mean, those of you who have mentored people, those of you who are grandparents, who have gone through cycles of leadership, you begin to realize the greatest joy that you experience as a leader is mentoring and helping those leaders coming behind you to grow and actually thrive in ways that you didn't. And I just find that this direction God is taking us is unbelievable to me, how I'm seeing people really getting it, and we are making a deeper difference in the lives of the people that we live around and that we work with and that we sit in the bleachers at our kids' athletic events and all that. And I'm hearing more and more stories of that. What excites you most as you think about, let's say, the next 5 to 10 years of ministry here?
5 to 10 years. I am thrilled. Looking at all of this and just recognizing the impact that God's Word and Christ has had in your lives and what that means by expansion. One of the things that I get excited about is baptism and parent-child dedication. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do that today. So if you're having your kids dedicated today, come on up. We're going to get them set up. But I want to talk about where we see God taking us, what He wants to do. Thinking about these kids that are being dedicated, and thinking about the parents, think about what they're up against. Think about their marriage. The world, the animosity towards marriage, towards the family. There's an assault on both of those things. And so I wanted to start by just saying those are areas we're going to look into God's Word, and we are going to find the help and the hope that we need, that God would change our lives, that He'd make us the kind of parents and spouses that He intends, and then to take it farther. With that as a foundation, that we would just be Christ and reflect Him. That when people see us, they see just glimpses of Christ and His goodness, His love. How about this? His grace, His acceptance. And you think about how He ministered to people. And to think about this larger group of people, as we grow in our own faith, our confidence in Him grows, our ability to share our faith, to live out our faith, that's what I believe God wants to do. And we've seen glimpses of that. Gives us confidence, but also we are seeing just so much of what God has in store. And again, this is just an example of these young families that are saying, we want to raise our children to know Christ and to follow Him. And as a congregation, they're going to talk about our role, because we all have one. And I hope this is as exciting for you guys as it is for me, to recognize, do we know what we're doing here, Brooke? Seems like we're just kind of, okay, great. I'm running out of vision stories, though, so we gotta be ready. But what God wants to do in your life, and to recognize that He's given a gift to each one of you, and that gift is to be shared with the people around you. And as we do that, I'm confident that our 60th, not that I'll be here for that, but when they do, that this would be twice as big, that there would be twice as many people who have been reached with the gospel because of you. And so that's the thing that excites me. I'm also excited, thrilled with growth groups. The idea that we get taught on a Sunday morning, and then we have the ability to sit with other believers and find different ways to apply those truths, because that's what it's about, right? We can hear a truth. Denny mentioned earlier, he was saying, well, I was out there in Colorado and I was so discouraged. And then I remember I had preached over and over that Christ is going to build His church. Well, then he had the opportunity to apply it. What's that mean? Means having confidence in Him. And that's what we want. We don't want to just hear God's Word. We just don't want to go through the book for going through a book's sake. Right. We want to dig into God's Word and find those truths that will change our lives and impact all of our relationships. So that's really what we see and what we're heading to. And yes, maybe we'll do this again in less than 30 years.
Okay. At this time, we'd like Cookie and Karen to come up on the stage, would you please? Cookie and Karen. That'd be Karen Gerst and Cookie Wilson. One of the things that we've been celebrating a lot in the last month is what God has done in the past. And I really want this to be a symbolic and ceremonial moment of what God's going to do in the future as he will continue to build his church. And so I want to just take this time for Cookie and I to commission Todd and Karen, and I'll do all the praying since I have the microphone. So they weren't expecting to come up, so I thought I'd surprise them. So, but it's really an honor for me to be able to be a part of this. You know, Todd and Karen are not just co-workers and co-laborers in Christ, but dear friends, and we just happened to spend the day in Indianapolis yesterday celebrating our grandson's fourth birthday, and that was very exciting to do that. But Todd and Karen, this is a big job, and I know you guys have done big jobs your whole ministry life, and it's an honor for Cookie and I to be able to kind of pass this baton off to you guys, to commission you and to honor you as you enter into this role that we've played for the last 30 years. So we're grateful to that. So we just want to lay our hands on you, and we just want to commit you guys to God. And I'd like you to all just join with us, if you would, in this prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you have raised up leaders throughout history, people who are gifted, who hear your voice, who lead accordingly. And I know Todd and Karen have spent their adult lives doing that. Father, it is with great confidence that I commission Todd as the next senior pastor of WCC. And I know that that's not just a solo job. It involves Karen as well, as it has Cookie over all these years. God, we are grateful for your faithfulness. We have seen you work for 30 years. Therefore, we have confidence in what you will do over the next 30 years. We have no idea what it looks like at this point, but you do. And so may we just seek your voice. May you give strength, health, and courage to Todd and Karen as they embark on this journey together. We commit them to you now in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I'll take a hug, Cookie. Come here.
Well, on that note, Todd and I are going to lead this last couple worship songs.
So
we're
stand
just
up.
Just kidding. No, if you stand up. We're not going to do that. We wouldn't ruin it.
I thought we were going to have fireworks, but they shut us down.
Yeah,
can you imagine off the roof fireworks right now? Sorry.